It's actually very tasty. It's delicious. The texture and quality, the meat is, it's actually very mild. A lot of the impressions were it would be quite gamey, but it's not. It's a very mild meat, and it takes on flavours that you cook with very well.
Where are you, little Ed?
Come on.
There are some pretty exotic dishes appearing on restaurant menus these days, but just how would you feel about eating alpaca? Yes, you heard correctly, alpaca. These cute native South American animals are perhaps better known for their luxurious fleece than their meat, but a group of farmers in Western Australia wants that to change and have alpaca available in butcher shops and high-end restaurants. Hello, I'm Olivia Garnett. Marlon Hotker has around 260 alpacas on his property on the outskirts of Albany in the southwest of Western Australia. As we hand-feed a group of his finest girls, he's quick to distinguish between his stud animals and those destined for the abattoir.
These all have names because these are all not meat ones. Meat ones don't get names. The animals we use for meat, once they're weaned, they get put off into a paddock to grow out, fatten up. They don't get the amount of attention and handling that the stud animals get.
They don't get a name or a cuddle like you're giving this one here.
No, that's right. They just get a number. Like any other livestock, they just end up with a number. We started down this road about 18 months ago, and I would say the response then was probably 50-50, for and against. But now we find it's only the odd person that says, oh, how could you eat them? Because the reality is that they're no cuter than a baby goat or a baby lamb anyway.
Marlon Hotke is a member of the National Alpaca Association. The group's actively recruiting alpaca growers to join the meat supply chain and find a use for their excess stock.
As with any industry, we needed somewhere, we needed an outlet to cull, because otherwise you fill up your property with animals and you can't progress. So having a meat industry allows us to cull the animals. We're getting really good product out of it, and we can keep breeding and improving the quality of the herd.
So essentially you're turning a fleece animal into a multi-purpose animal with the hide, the fleece and the meat.
That's right, yes. It's every aspect of the alpaca is really good. Beautiful fleece. The meat from the animals is exceptionally good, very healthy, and the hides are beautiful.
A few alpaca breeders have told me that meat is exceptionally healthy. How does it differ to other meats?
Alpaca meat is very low in fat. It's possibly the lowest in fat of any grazing animal, and also the highest in iron. So it is very good for you.
Is there a concern in the industry that if you start going down the meat for consumption road, that you'll run out of animals? Because there are, supply is certainly an issue.
Supply is an issue, and we don't want to create a market we can't supply. It's being well received, and we're just treading slowly, very slowly increasing our customer base so we can be quite sure we can maintain supply, because it would be very easy to oversell and run out of product.
So is alpaca meat proving popular with diners? Those who've tried it say it's got a buttery texture, similar in flavour to milk-fed veal. Damien Whiteley runs a restaurant in Albany that's been experimenting with alpaca rack on the menu.
It's very easy to use. It often needs to be quick cooked on a higher heat to bring out the best. I'd compare it closely to veal, but with a little bit more texture. People order it, and I think they expect a more powerful flavour from it, something like camel. And when it comes out, it's quite subtle. It's got quite a warm reception from the few people that have tried it.
And what does it look like? Is it quite a light coloured meat? How would you describe what it looks like on the plate once it's cooked?
It's a very white meat. It's a little bit like pork in colour. It's not really prominent in any way from any other meat. And especially the fact that it's a light flavour, I think it would be really popular in the mainstream market.
So your feedback has been largely positive from the people who have been game enough to try the alpaca on your menu. But is alpaca in your restaurant, is it more of a blackboard special, or can you see it down the track being part of a permanent part of the menu?
We have had it on the menu permanently several times, but it hasn't really moved. It hasn't caught on as much as what we would have hoped and thought. So in the future, unless it does catch on a bit more, which we hope so, it probably will be moved to more of a Blackboard special.
While Marlon Hotke might see an exciting future in breeding alpacas for their meat, the same can't be said for fellow Western Australian farmer Peter Eads. He says he'd never consider it for his herd.
Is that a typical alpaca sound?
No, it's not typical. It's a serene special.
So she's just very... Oh, hello. She's very excited about eating out of your hand this morning. Hello, girls.
Full stop.
So, Peter, you've got them all named?
Oh, they're all very much named, yes.
Yeah?
Yes, they're all very much named and very much part of the family.
So who do we have here?
Well, this is Jamila, and Jamila won't eat now because that one just spat. And this is my little Peruvian one here, and her name's Nigella. You don't have any two that are the same. Trying to chop them up from mincemeat or neck chops, it's a bit hard for me. Other people look at them different because they treat them as farm animals, but I don't. No.
So there is a network of alpaca growers who are pushing to make an industry out of alpaca meat.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I can understand that if they've got excessive animals, then obviously they're going to have to do something with them. I never pushed the sale of them, but I don't think the sale of them is very good. And consequently, they're going to have to do something with them if they keep breeding. I stopped breeding about probably 3 or 4 years ago now.
So what would go through your mind if you sat down at a restaurant in Albany and saw alpaca served up on the front page?
I'd probably order some shrimp or fish or something else. I wouldn't order alpaca, no, because I'd be thinking of what I had. I mean, it'd be like eating your own kids here. They're not really animals. Well, I mean, they are, but, you know, they're very affectionate, very friendly animals, and very inquisitive animals, I might add, too.
They're no cuter, some would argue, than a baby lamb or
probably
a goat.
Not, no, but the thing about it is that they are very affectionate, and as I say, they're all part of the family. Now, look at this one here. Pepper. But, I mean, it's up to them what they want to do. Yeah, so there you go. My pet girl.